Picture a po' boy filled with chicken fried steak, or another holding a clutch of New Orleans-style hot tamales, just gushing grease. Conjure the prospect of a chicken parmesan po' boy under a thick cap of chunky meat sauce. And how about a po' boy filled with sliced wieners, all soaked with pepper gravy? Or yet another encasing slices of hoghead cheese fashioned in the form of gumbo. Where to get such creations? A boundary-pushing pop-up, perhaps? A modern food truck on the make? Nah, I found all those examples at different po' boy shops inhabiting some of the city's old suburbs. I'll name them in a minute, but you probably already know the type of shop I'm talking about. These are the unsung backstreet joints. They keep a low profile. They're not likely to make it onto any of those crowdsourced best-of lists or celebrity chef picks, but they maintain a strong tradition, show gregarious character, enjoy loyal followings, and have added some distinctive signature sandwiches to the po'boy pantheon. I've been on the hunt for this type of po'boy shop lately, and have turned up a particularly rich haul just outside the city, where lower real estate costs and a highly local clientele can have a certain preservative effect on old-school eateries. These can feel like time capsules, but they're not unchanging. They evolve and sometimes change hands. Their spirit feels as lively as the first-name basis banter between customers and staff. And their menus, while anchored by time-honored standards, make room for distinctive house creations that truly stand out. That's the case for Sam's Po' Boys, tucked away in Old Jefferson near Ochsner Hospital, a one-time grocery dishing out big breakfast po' boys early in the morning and unique submarine-style cold-cut po' boys at lunch. Come on Wednesdays for the don't-miss specialty, that chicken parm po' boy with meat sauce. If you can find your way to Parenton's Po' Boys, well off Jefferson Highway, and it happens to be a Thursday, well, you're right in time for the chicken-fried steak po' boy. A long, slim slab of crunchy crusted meat with well-seasoned edges peeking out from the lip of the loaf. On any given day, a trip two blocks off Airline Drive in Metairie can yield the hot tamale po' boy, dressed with onions and melting cheddar, the specialty at Guillory's Deli. And that weenie po' boy, sopping in its sort of sweet, somewhat peppery sauce? Well, you have to head to the West Bank for that, to Juno's Sandwich Shop, an old-time place right in view of Marrero Middle School. And the only place I've ever even heard of a gumbo-style hoghead cheese po' boy is Tag's Deli and Meat Market, right by Chalmette High School. It's gumbo-style because each slice reveals rounds of smoked sausage, green peppers and onions, all suspended in the gelatinous embrace of the head cheese, and melting back into the crags of the warm French bread. Something else is revealed, too, and it's this. The realm of the po' boy runs deep and wide through New Orleans food culture, and there can be delicious surprises within any loaf and behind any door. Learn more and get all the details on these joints at wwno.org.